And speaking of athletes with staying power, New Year's is just another day at the beach when members of the Coney Island Polar Bears Club, mostly of a certain age, along with some younger recruits, take their traditional dip in the Atlantic Ocean. The club has been plunging and shivering into the ocean for 100 years now on New Year's Day. Ken Chrisis is the club president, and he joins us from Long Island. Mr. Chrisis, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It was a little milder than usual this year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We had good conditions in the water. The water had dropped to 38 degrees Fahrenheit. We like it when the water's in the 30s. The best conditions are in February when the water sometimes drops into the low 30s or even the high 20s.
Look, I'm sure you've been asked this over the years. What possible fun is this for you?
It's extremely invigorating. It's calming. It charges you up. And there are no problems after a swim. Nothing bothers one after a swim.
I mean, there's some people who even believe it's healthful, right?
We tend not to get sick. Our friends that don't swim are out with the flu, and we're out there swimming. So our stories are anecdotal, but we tend to believe that the cold water swimming is good for you.
Yeah. To be a member of the Polar Bear Club, how often do you have to do this?
To become a member, one has to swim at least 15 times with the club during one season. They're not cumulative. And for a swim to be official, one has to go in at least up to their neck. They don't have to know how to swim. They can walk out waist deep and dunk down up to their necks. So in other words, just running in and running out up to one's knees doesn't count as a swim. And then you have to get voted in by the membership. So it's two components. You have to be able to take the cold, and you have to be able to get along with the existing members.
Now, on New Year's Day, I saw the television footage. There were several score polar bears, weren't there?
Well, we counted up over 100 people in the water. About 30 of the full-time polar bears were down there, and the rest of the people were either first-timers, or there are some people that come down just on New Year's. One person came over to me and said, "This is my 10th year, and we don't see them any other time, but they just like to come out on New Year's." We did have Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz swim with us for the second time, and he has compared the experience to root canal.
At last, an honest politician.
And I think this year he might have gotten in up to his knees. Last year, I think it was just his ankle.
And your next swim, Ken?
The next swim will be this Sunday at 1 o'clock, Coney Island.
Coney Island. Well, I'll look for you.
Well, I'll be looking for you.
All right.
Extra bathing suits in the freezer in case you forget yours.
Thanks.
I have a saying, every day is a good beach day.
Thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Same here. Happy New Year.
And also to you. Ken Chrisis is president of the Coney Island Polar Bear Club.